In the First Nations community, people that are, you know, identified as two-spirited and that are very, very honored. They're held in the highest of honor and that because of their uniqueness to relate to all genders. And so I'd like to say thank you very much for having me here. Haichika.
On November 20th, over 100 people gathered in Victoria to mark the Transgender Day of Remembrance. Those in Victoria joined thousands across the world who stopped to remember and honor those who have been killed due to gender-based violence or transphobia. The Transgender Day of Remembrance began following the death of Rita Hester in 1998 in a transgender murder case that has yet to be solved. As vigils were held in her honor, a movement spread across the globe to set aside a day each November to raise public awareness of hate crimes against trans people. In Victoria, a group of individuals has organized events of remembrance, actions, and resistance in order to recognize and celebrate the lives of trans people over the last 2 years. The following voices were recorded in the city's Centennial Square.
The Trans Day of Remembrance serves several purposes. It raises public awareness of hate crimes against transgender people, an action that current media doesn't perform. Day of Remembrance publicly mourns and honors the lives of our brothers and sisters who might otherwise be forgotten. Through all the vigil, we will express love and respect for our people in the face of national indifference and hatred. Day of Remembrance reminds non-transgender people that we are their sons, daughters, parents, friends, and lovers. Day of Remembrance gives our allies a chance to step forward with us and stand in vigil, memorializing those of us who've died by anti-transgender violence.
As the rain and wind beat down on us, many organizers and individuals from the trans community and their allies stepped up to speak. And while we honored those that had died, the ongoing struggles for justice from communities of resistance were also voiced.
Over and over, I have heard people complain about the inconvenience of committing a new name or pronoun to memory. Over and over, I have heard the experience of trans and gender variant people dismissed with a wave and an "it'll get better." Over and over, I have heard the names of individuals who have been killed for living out their lives without apology, and over, I've been told that my fears are unwarranted. Over and over, I have heard people complain that we are too radical and we are too loud. Everyone, regardless of how aware they are, needs to continue to learn more. Whether you are new to exploring intersections of oppression or are engaged in challenging systems of oppression as your life's work, there is always more to be done. Our community is broad, ranging from female to male and male to female trans folk, to genderqueers and those who live in between. We are butches, fags, femmes, kings, queens, pups, bears, pansexuals, straight folk, and too many other labels to even list here. Trans and gender variant people by no means exist in a single unified community. Generational divides, debates regarding terms of reference, and more, including identity politics, keep us from unity. Some trans and gender variant people face a reality in which relationships with queer and trans folk could be dangerous. For some of us, the risks are too great. Whether we fight alone or together, we are warriors.
The speakers at the Victoria Transgender Day of Remembrance described how transgendered people are the targets of frequent and consistent violence. Over the last decade, more than one person per month has died due to transgender-based hate. Violence occurs not only on the streets and in alleyways, but at the hands of police and medical professionals.
We are one and we are many, and we will continue to fight for our rights and the rights of others. We challenge you to break away from heteronormativity and binary gender assumptions. We challenge you to educate yourself and never stop learning. We challenge you to confront your privilege. While the picture painted here today is one of the past and present reality of violence and multiple oppressions against trans and gender variant people, know that we are strong. We will raise our voices loud and proud to break down the system of violence and intolerance that invades every aspect of our society. We will claim our right to self-define and redefine ourselves We will claim names and pronouns that best suit the month, day, or minute. We will claim our community. We will claim our chosen families. We will claim our space, even if we have to carve it out piece by piece. We will claim our right to freedom.
We are outraged at the number of deaths this year, so we gather here today together. But we need to do more, because gathering here a few times a year isn't changing the facts and isn't changing the numbers. I am often horrified at a lack of spaces. Growing up, a lack of community, a lack of words to describe myself, and a lack of role models forced me to hide my desires to embody masculinity, even from myself. Our society enforces rigid gender roles and has a violent intolerance of gender variance. When I stumbled upon the existence of trans masculine people 2 years ago, I immediately recognized my own trans identity. I realized that I was always aware of my desire to be a boy. I was lucky to discover trans histories and communities. Unfortunately, since I first discovered the existence of trans people, I have also been aware of a lack of space for trans and gender variant people and those who are affected by them in our binary obsessed culture. Unfortunately, in our society, labels are chosen at birth and expected to stick. We are assigned a gender at birth, which comes with a number of constructs and expectations from the moment we are born until we return to the earth. These labels don't work for a lot of people. They probably don't work for anyone, because constructs of gender are so rigid. Yet with the exception of some women's last names changing when they marry, our names are chosen, sometimes before we're born. And we're all expected to stick with the labels that doctors and parents slap on us at birth, with all the stereotypes and labels those entail.
100 years ago, suffragettes claimed the right for women to vote, and over the centuries since, their voices have been joined by millions of women. These women have responded to violence and to exclusion across the world with single voices or multitudes of voices, but always with one voice, calling out that we are all equal.
We are all equal.
50 years ago, the civil rights call came out of Memphis. Martin Luther King led a million people in a march on Washington, and together with members of all different races in towns across the nation, the call went out with one voice again. We are all equal.
We are all equal.
In Stonewall, they had taken enough. In resistance there and for decades following in cities and towns around the world, the voices of queers and their allies joined together and called out with one voice that we're here, we're queer, and we are all equal.
We are all equal.
Today, at this day of remembrance, those of us gathered here add our voices to that chorus. On this day, we honor those who have died and we remember their lives. But we're also here to fight for a change that will bring an end to this pain. On this day, and at this time, we join our voices with those in cities and towns across this continent and cry out with one voice that we are all equal.
We are all equal!
Thanks for coming.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
The struggle for trans liberation is rooted in a history of resistance and uprising. But how do we make the changes necessary to end transphobia and violence? If the statistics and lived experiences of our communities tell us that transphobia and violence are not only comic but systemic, where and how do we fight back?
Every name that will be read later today, every name that has been read for the last 10 years in cities around the world belongs to a person. Belongs to one of the members of our family whose life ended too soon, whose story ended too quickly. A person who was a victim of a fear and hatred that is like a disease, and which is embedded in the highest levels of our governments and our laws. A disease which has infected the hearts and minds of people responsible for this violence. Because hatred and fear do not just happen. People are not born hating that which is different. They are not born that believing a certain way of life is the only way, or that a certain way of looking or acting is the only right way. These things are taught to them, and in this teaching, we need to change. institutionalized discrimination has had an impact, and this impact is far too real for far too many members of this community and others. The harassment of trans individuals, which can escalate to both verbal and physical assault, and in extreme cases, hate-driven murder, is supported by the stigmatization placed upon these individuals by their differential treatment in law. The exclusion of gender identity from human rights codes, including here in British Columbia, sends a message that certain types of discrimination are accepted, and that even states discriminate, and thus it is all right for individuals to do the same. The individuals who harass trans people, who verbally and physically attack them, are not born with this fear or hatred. This hatred is cultivated in them over the course of their lifetime by sources ranging from locker room jokes to media representation, from cultural stereotypes to government policies which discriminate against trans individuals.
We use the words I am to evoke the memories of those whose names are called. In so doing, we recognize that there are many other issues of class, race, or gender at work in the lives and deaths of these people. We are not trying to stand for these people, but we are trying to honor their spirits and to bring them into presence here with us.
I am Ellie Susanna. On November 17, 2007, several public officers in Jatakara tried to arrest transsexuals that allegedly were sex workers. Some of the transgender people jumped into the river to escape, but I was unable to swim. My friends said they saw me fighting with some of the officers. They saw the officers push me into the water and throw stones at me until I drowned. My body was found the next day.
I am Patrick Murphy, regarded by most in Albuquerque's queer community as a drag icon. I was 39 years old when I was shot 3 times in the head on January 8, 2008. One local newspaper headline said of my murder, first Albuquerque homicide of 2008 marked by gender confusion.
I am Stacy Brown, and I died in Baltimore on January 18, 2008. I was found dead inside a house, shot in the head. People were home when the police arrived, but they have yet to explain the circumstances of my death.
And I was strangled to death in my London home on November 22, 2007. I was a trans woman, prompting speculation in the press that I had been killed by someone who'd reacted with violence after discovering that I had been born physically male. An 18-year-old man, Shanil Hayat, has been charged with my murder.
While recognizing the immense weight of the tragedies of the past year, the Transgender Day of Remembrance in Victoria ended with a message of hope and empowerment.
I am the transgender person who uses the bathroom that suits me and demands that any complaining staff explain their complaint to my face and the entire restaurant, and shares with other trans friends which restaurants don't make a stink.
I am the father who punished his son for calling you a fag.
I am the senator who is fighting the political battle for equality.
I am the sister who hugged my brother when he told me he wasn't really a girl after all.
I am the ally, friend, sister, brother, mother, father, co-worker, educator who will help to erase the hate. I am making a difference. Hate will not win.
For more information on the Transgender Day of Remembrance, point your browser at www.transgenderdoor.org. To get involved with Transaction Victoria, write to transactionvictoria@gmail.com. In the morning.